Sairam, dear listeners, and a hearty welcome again to all the listeners. Till now you have heard the live Telugu broadcast Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari, and it's now time for us to go to the final segment of the first session of this Thursday live. And with you is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh, and along with me is Brother Bhargav to take you along with the Radio Sai Veda Jignasa program. Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh. A very happy Ram Navami to you and all the listeners.
Yes, at the outset, all of us collectively offer our humble pranams at the lotus feet of our dear Sai Rama, who is the embodiment of Dharma, embodiment of love, embodiment of all the human values. And Bhargav,
yes,
with a humble prayer that whatever we speak, whatever we think, whatever we do, everything is an inspiration from Him. Mm-hmm. With that humble prayer, we shall try to go into the Veda Jignasa program. But before that, we shall, as usual, start with the Ganapati Prarthana.
Yes.
And then we have a special episode for all the listeners.
Okay.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannote Vissida Sadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajini Vati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namah Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So today, being Ram Navami, at the outset, we would like to just have a glimpse of what Swami had told about Rama, Lakshmana, Sita, and the various characters that are involved in the story of Ramayana.
Yes.
Because Swami beautifully narrates in his Ramakatha Rasavahini that Ramayana is not a different story.
Mm.
Each and every person's life is a Ramayana itself.
Yes.
Where Rama is the indweller in everybody.
Mm.
He is the Atma Rama, the Rama, the source of bliss in every individual.
Yes.
Whereas Lakshmana
is the intellect.
Mm. Sugriva is the discrimination or the Viveka.
Yes.
Vali is despair.
Mm.
And Hanuman is the embodiment of courage. And then when we come to Mother Sita, she's nothing but the awareness of the universal divinity, that is the Brahmajnana, which the individual must acquire and regain while undergoing travails in the crucible of life.
Yes.
So when we make our heart pure and strong, contemplating the grandeur of the Ramayana, and Swami tells us, be established in the faith that Rama is the reality of your existence.
See, this is the first beginning of Ramakatha Rasavahini, where Swami actually talks about the inner meaning of Ramayana.
Yes.
So beautiful, actually.
Mm.
So when you have already spoken about Sita being Brahmajnana, and we have to probably become Sitas and then search for our Rama.
Mm.
So are we going on a search or any special mission today?
So it is called the mission inside, or the inner journey.
Oh, we are going to go inside today?
Inside.
Okay, just one basic doubt, Ganesh.
Mm.
We always say we have to go within, we have to go inside.
Mm.
And always Swami says, go inside, look within. What is looking within means? Where we have to look in? There's a lot of doubts people have. Fine, look within means how to look within. What is there inside to see?
Actually, even when we were students, when we were listening to Swami's discourses, Swami always used to emphasize on you should not go after education, but educare.
Educare.
Educare is nothing but what is there inside, latent in you.
In you.
You get it out.
Yes.
What is it that you have to get out? What is it that you have to know? What is it that you have to see?
And one more thing Swami always says, surf the internet, not the internet. Because now everyone is internet only. What is internet? And a lot of, we always have these doubts. Many of us have these doubts. What does this mean actually?
Actually, when when we join all these dots, I am reminded of just one sentence in one of the regular mantras that we chant in Mandir before Swami. That is the Narayana Suktam.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
It beautifully tells, Antar Bahishchatat Sarvam Vyapya Narayana Sthitaha.
So you're telling Narayana is the one who's inside also and outside also.
Huh. Mm. Because maybe we would have shared this incident with all the listeners quite a number of times, but I think this is the appropriate time to share one of the experiences of our elder brother, Mr. Anil Kumar, who was a chemistry professor in our university. Swami had told them how to sing bhajans. Swami had told, when you sing a bhajan, you have to visualize the form that is very, very close to your heart by closing your eyes. And then you chant the name so that the name and the form are in cohesion and the complete bhava comes out.
Okay.
And that is how you have to visualize and sing bhajans. So this student, when sir was a student, he wanted to test it. One day, one evening actually, Swami had gone out for a drive when bhajan started. So, sir was sitting in the line and he thought, right, Swami is not there now. This is the right time to explore this thought which Swami had planted to all of us. And then when the bhajan was going on, he was imagining the form which is very, very dear to him. Swami holding his hands backward and then standing straight and then swaying both the ways with his beautiful enchanting smile. This was the form that he had visualized in his mind, and the bhajan was like adding to the imagination.
Okay.
And then suddenly he feels somebody tapping him, and then he opens his eyes. To his utter amazement, Swami stands in front of him in the same posture as he was imagining. And then Swami gives a very, very beautiful smile to him and tells him, inside Swami, outside Swami, same.
So nice. So actually, it actually validates what Swami told.
Exactly.
But still, you have not broken the suspense still. What are we doing today? What mantra we are taking? We are doing Veda Jigyasa, correct?
Yes, Veda Jigyasa, very much.
Which mantra?
It is nothing but the Narayana Suktam which you are talking about.
So Narayana Suktam, it's a beautiful journey in Narayana Suktam. Because if we even try to peep inside Narayana Suktam, it actually talks about, like we were just talking about how to go within. This is one mantra which gives a very clear idea of when you go within, when you concentrate within, what actually you can see, how actually God can be visualized, and where He is found. Like in the body, there is a particular place where we can find Him, and when we find Him, how does He look? Like any idea on that? What the mantra says? How does it look? How does He look?
Actually,
is it a form? Is it a formless thing? What it is? It's only a Narayana or something else? Or
I am reminded of a very beautiful incident, bhajan. Akhanda Jyoti Jalao Sai Manamandirime. Means it is nothing but a spark which is there inside us. The spark is so tiny that we cannot see with the naked eye. But that is the spark which is present in each and every cell of this universe.
Yes. And in us, it is present like the on of a paddy. Paddy grain means the tip of the paddy which is ready for harvest. The tip of that small bud of that paddy. In that tip, whatever is the space, that is the
space. That spark.
That spark exists in that space in the center of our heart. And there, that encompasses the whole universe. It says, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, Indra, everything is there in that. So fascinating.
Actually, Bhargav, when you just... the title of this mantra is Narayana Suktam. Narayana, there is no mention of any particular god or something like
any
that.
Form
any
here.
Form.
Okay. just to answer your question, actually, first let us see what is Narayana itself.
Hmm.
Narayana means what? Is it that that Chaturbhuja beautiful form with that the blue cloud like form, the color, and with Shankha Chakra? No, Narayana actually, that's correct. There's nothing wrong in that.
Hmm.
But if you go deeper into the meaning of Narayana, Narayana means the path which a jivatma or a human being or any jivatma has to take to reach the goal is what is Narayana. So it is universal actually. It is not only you and me, or it's a path for every one of us.
Beautiful.
So Narayana is a universal prayer, I feel.
So this mantra is all encompassing.
Yes.
Anybody can chant any time of the year.
Yes. And then probably before getting into the mantra, somewhere beautiful hints it gives.
Mm.
It says that, one page it says that from the Adam's apple means the...
Near the throat?
The throat where we... our voice box is there where we speak.
Mm.
And the navel.
Mm.
If we make a span...
Equidistant from...
If you just put our span, the span of our hands...
Mm.
From the navel and from the Adam's apple, the place where they touch each other, where Swami talks about the spiritual heart.
Yes.
So the spiritual heart where it is, there in a kunda means in a crucible, this God exists.
Mm.
How it exists? There are again so many hints. It says it's in the form of a lightning, vidyulleka. It comes.
Mm.
And then it talks about an inverted bud of lotus.
Mm.
And you know what, when we talk about the inverted bud, actually if you see an inverted bud, it looks like a heart only. So probably our sages and saints were already aware of the physical heart.
Mm.
But Swami says this is not physical heart, this is
spiritual
heart, which is in the middle, in the form of that inverted bud.
Mm.
Inside the inverted bud, even the inverted bud is it's a very sukshma swarupa, which is something which we cannot actually see with the naked eye.
Correct.
But the mantra says if we concentrate on that in the cavity of our heart, we can actually see Lord, God, in which form? Whatever form I think we love.
Mm.
He will give us manifestation in that form.
Mm. And Swami beautifully tells it in one sentence, whatever we see outside is nothing but the reflection of the inner being.
Mm.
So the formless, which has manifested itself in so many forms, is present in that unmanifest form inside us.
Yes.
So that's so enchanting to know.
Yeah. No, but one more doubt actually we had, and then Swami also clarifies that. Okay, why only here? You say God is all pervasive.
Mm.
God is everywhere. He's in every kana of your... of your body, of your cells, he's everywhere. Why only this particular place, which is heart? Swami also gives a nice interpretation. He says, if there's a jamindar, there's a landlord, he has got some 1,000 acres of land.
Mm.
He doesn't go and stay at every point of his whole land.
Mm.
He'll choose a beautiful place which has got a nice small lake around and some trees around.
Mm.
Then he makes his house there and stays there.
Correct.
So in the same way, God chose the spiritual heart to stay. It doesn't mean that the whole land, the whole body is not his. This
is
his only.
It is his.
But he chooses to stay in the heart.
Mm.
And at the same time, he says everywhere also. That is the beauty of the Lord.
Means Swami is revealing his place in riddles.
Yes. And he's giving a hint. I'm everywhere, but he wants to really concentrate on me and maybe like a bullseye catch me.
Go inside.
Go into the spiritual heart.
Exactly.
And how to see it, actually, when we go through the whole Narayana Suktam, I think I'm really excited to get into journey.
I think Swami had blessed you and your family with an interview, right?
Mm.
When you go for the interview with Swami, Swami takes us to the inner interview room also.
Yeah.
So, the interview is not important, but when you go inside the interview, into the inner room, that is where you find the Lord.
Actually,
right?
Not only the feeling of going inside the interview room only has got that excitement.
Correct.
So probably this is what you're trying to indicate, that we have to go inside.
Inside, exactly.
Okay, let's start.
So we shall chant the Narayana Suktam once.
धाता पुरस्ताद्य मुदा जहारा Shakraprabhidvan Pradishaschatasraha Tamevam Vidvan Amrita Ihabhavati Nanya Pantha Ayanaya Vidyate Sahasrashirusham Devam Vishvaksham Vishvashambhuvam Vishvam Narayanam Devam Aksharam Paramam Padam Vishvatah Paramanityam Vishvam Narayanagum Harim Vishvame Vedam Purushastad Vishvamupajivati Patim Vishvasyatmeshwaragum Shashvatagum Shivamachu Narayanam Mahagreyam Vishvatmanam Parayanam Narayana Paro Jyotiratma Narayana Paraha Narayana Param Brahma Tattvam Narayana Paraha Narayana Paro Dhyata Dhyanam Narayana Paraha Yaccha Kinchit Jagat Sarvam Drushyate Shruyate Piva Antar Bahishchatat Sarvam Vyapya Narayana Sthitaha Anantam Avyayam Kavigun Samudrentam Vishwashambhuvam Padmakosha Pratikashakum Hrudayam Chapya Dhomukham Adho Nishtyavitastyante Nabhyamu Paritishthati Jvalamala Kulam Bhati Vishwasyayatanam Maha Samtatagum Shilabhistulam Bhatyakosha Sannibham Tasyante Sushiragum Sukshmam Tasmin Sarvam Pratishthitam Tasyamadhye Mahanagnir Vishwarchir Vishwatomukhaha Sograbhugvibhajantishthannaharamajarakkavihi Tiryagurdhvamadashyai Rashmayastasya Santata Santapayatisvam Dehamapadatalamastakaha Tasya madhye vanhishikha aniyo ordva vyavasthitaha Nilato yada madhyastha vidyulleke vabhasvara Nivarashuka vattanvi pita bhasvatyanupama Tasya ashikhaya madhye paramatma vyavasthitaha Sabrahmasa shivasaharisendra sokshara paramasvarat Rutagum satyam param brahma purusham krishna pingalam Urdhvaretam virupaksham vishwarupaya vainamo namaha Narayanaya vidmahe vasudevaya dhimahi Tanno vishnu prachodayat Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
You know what? The two lines. Tasya shikhaya madhye
paramatma. Shikhaya madhye paramatma vyavasthitaha.
And that in that paramatma is
Sabrahma sashiva saharisendra so akshara paramaswara.
Everything is there. So we are going to describe what actually it is, where this paramatma is there, which has got inside us, where you have Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, everything is there in that. So it's so exciting to actually know it also.
Great.
So let's start from the beginning once, what Swami says. You know, the first verse is always what Swami always tells many places, that he has got he's there everywhere, his eyes are everywhere, his form is everywhere. So that first line,
Sahasrasirshan Devam Vishvaksham Vishvashambhuvam.
So it means that God is there in Sahasra. Actually is thousand. Probably it actually means infinite. Because Swami remember once in different discourse he had told that, see, in those days when the sages and saints had actually had seen this mantra when it got revealed to them, probably the population was in thousands or something. So they just say Sahasra. But it doesn't. Sahasra is just an indication. It's a figurative meaning. So actual meaning is probably it says in
all pervasive.
All pervasive. The one who has got eyes everywhere. Who is there everywhere.
So Swami actually beautifully tells, "I am in you, around you, above you, below you."
So probably this is something.
This is what. See Swami. See whatever. Again we go back to the words of. Our Gandikoti Subramanya Sastri Garu, that whatever Swami speaks is the Vedas.
Yes. Okay, but probably before going here, we always have one doubt that whenever we chant a mantra, we'll chant something in the beginning.
Correct.
And sometimes also in the end also. But like, you know, we did Atharvashesham, Ganapati Atharvashesham. We did Bhadram Karne bhi, again ended with Bhadram. Then you go to any other mantra, you chant Narayana Upanishad, you say Sahasahanavavatu, then end with Sahanavavatu. Many times. So, even Purushottam, we chant Tachayaravrinimahai, we end with
Tachayaravrinimahai.
So, this is always a small mystery that why we chant this, what we call it Shanti Mantra. Why we chant it in the beginning also and in the end also?
Actually, this thing, this prakriya is called Samputa.
Samputa, okay.
Samputa is nothing but, there are so many meanings for it. The right understanding, maybe we can have it as like, it's a capsule. It's a capsule. When you observe a capsule, there is a top part and the bottom part.
You open it.
Open it. And the essence.
The actual medicine.
Actual
is
medicine is there inside, engulfed in the, encapsulated inside that capsule. So, I think the Shanti Mantras are like that top and bottom of that capsule.
Or is it an iron safe?
Maybe.
But what is inside?
The essence or the the essence is there inside?
Inside. So, probably when we chant a Shanti Mantra in the beginning, so because the one which we are going to take up next, the mantra is so special, we actually invoke the Shanti Mantra and probably open the iron safe or open the capsule. And then inside, iron safe means the beautiful diamond of that mantra is there. And or whatever, the medicine is there. And then once you finish chanting it, you keep it back and close it. So probably that's why we have the Shanti Mantra in the beginning and in the end also.
Yes.
So give due respect to that mantra and its power and its potency. We start with the Shanti Mantra and with the Shanti Mantra.
And the beauty is, the Shanti Mantra that comes along with this Narayana Suktam is, Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvi Navadi Tamastu Mavid Vishavahai. It is like, come, let us all work together, let us all learn together, let us all live together in harmony, and let us all share that knowledge with each other. And this is the knowledge of the ultimate reality, that omnipresent Lord is present in each and every one of us in the form of that small spark, that divinity which is encompassing the entire universe.
Yes,
that is what the experience of Ramanujam comes to my mind at this point of time. When his guru tells him the mantra for Brahmajnana, he tells specifically that if you go and tell it to everyone, the potency of that mantra will go. Bereft of whatever his guru tells, he goes on to the top of the mountain and shouts out the mantra like that. We are all ready to share this knowledge with everyone.
Yes, beautiful. So probably before, we did the Shanti Mantra, can we have a brief meaning of what Dhata Purastradhi actually means? Because let's see what it actually says. This is actually taken out from Purushottam. Purushottam, we get this. It says that Shanti Mantra of this Dhata Purastradhya Mudra Jahara, it says the one who is the ultimate, who was the one which was there before the manifestation of anything and everything. It was known by Brahma and also by Chakra. Chakra is Indra. And then it says that once you know this, nothing else needs to be known. And this is Tameva Vidvan Amrita Hibhavati. And then what is it? There is no other path in this search. This is the only path which is the path which is worth following. There is no other path. Like we have a goal in my life, and I have to do my work and probably achieve that goal. We have so many, all of us have so many different goals. But according to this mantra, there's only one goal which is worth following, which is worth trading upon, and which is worth doing a journey upon. And that is this goal, to know that everything is that ultimate one.
I think that is why Swami keeps on telling the Laukika Vidya is not as important as the Atma Vidya. And he also tells that you have to know that, by knowing which you will know everything else.
Yes. And then he says one more thing, that like Veda, there's one interpretation of Vedam, Veda, Vid. Vid actually means to know. And I think we had touched this before, that to know that, knowing which, nothing is left to be known. is Veda. Correct. So, such a beautiful, exalted way of beginning in a mantra. Means, at once your mind gets so calm and you when you see the enormity. I don't know if you are from Vizag, correct?
Yes.
So, you go to a sea coast and just see the ocean. At one point when you see the ocean, your mind just becomes calm because you feel you're so small in front of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then you just immediately become small. Become silent.
Mm.
The same way if you go to Himalayas, you just see the enormity of a mountain.
Mm.
You just
that vastness.
Vastness. You say, I'm so small. So what is this mind with all its noise?
Mm.
Let us just keep quiet. Just shut up and keep quiet.
But there is one more thing. Whatever you see outside, already there inside.
Okay.
Then that is what Swami is trying to tell us.
Yes. So, probably this is a beautiful beginning for a mantra which talks about everything outside is inside.
Mm.
So, when you see the vastness of outside or whatever is there, and then when you say, why, my God, wow, so beautiful, where is this coming out from? Then the answer comes, it is coming from inside. Let's go inside and find out what it is.
Exactly.
So, let's go inside little.
I think we are running out of time today. Maybe in the next session, we'll delve deep into this.
Whatever we know about it.
Yes.
And we always invite the whatever learning, whatever understanding our listeners have about this beautiful mantra. And then we look forward to it so that we can include that in the next program.
Exactly. So I think with this thought, today actually we can, we are actually teasing the listener to know more about, see when we are, when we try to understand the meaning, when you close your eyes and start chanting the mantra, when all the sentences of that Vidyul Eke Vibhaswara, Tasya Shikhaya Madhye Paramatma Vivasthitaha, and it's
Mahan
like,
Agnir.
It's like you're getting the, by chanting the mantra, you're getting the address of God.
Yes. Correct.
You're getting the residence of the Lord.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful, and we feel like smiling whenever we are chanting that mantra.
Yes, yes.
It's so wonderful.
Yes.
So dear listeners, please, when we meet you next week, we shall try to go into the mantra. But we just leave a thought to you. Why not you also come with this journey? Along with us in this journey inwards.
Because this journey is individual to all of you. You have to go within yourself.
Within yourself.
Yes.
And you will find your own bliss when you go inside.
Yes, yes.
So all of you, we'll try to do an exercise that please try to chant this. Just know the brief outline of the
meaning.
And then you chant this mantra. In a span of 1 week, you will try, we are very sure that you'll surely enjoy chanting this mantra more and more.
Yeah.
Because you are becoming closer and closer to God.
Yes.
So with this thought, dear listeners, please do share your ideas and feedback to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp your thoughts to 9393258258. So once again, happy Sri Ram Navami to all the listeners across the world. And all of us will pray that all the people around the world, across the world, should be hale, healthy, happy and prosperous. Sai Ram. So we shall end with the Kshama Prarthana Mantra.
Yadakshara pada brashtam matra heenam tu yad bhavet tat sarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute visargabindu matrani pada padaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasrasaishvara aparada sahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya daso yammiti mamatva kshamasrasaishvara anyatha sharanam nasti tameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha rakshasaishvara harihi om tat sat sri
Sai Ram and happy listening. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Asia Stream.